Break heart and die, I may no longer live. To enjoy this world, nothing that I will give. I live forlorn, my joys are from me fled. I have lost my love, alack, my heart is dead. Each thing on earth continueth with his love, the pretty pigeon and the turtle dove, and divers others in the world I know, but my love will not seem to love me so. I little thought what now I true do find. I did not deem my love would be unkind, but 'tis no news, for many prove untrue, and so doth mine, for she bids me adieu. But seeing 'tis so, I'll turn a palmer poor, and I will range abroad the world half o'er, to see if I can find some dismal cave. There will I dwell, there will I make my grave. I will go travel in some other land, to France, to Spain, or Turkey out of hand, where unto strangers there will I complain, how that my love hath me unkindly slain. If I do land upon some other shore, where as no man did ever land before, then shall I think myself a happy man, because my death no man shall understand. There will I write my fill of my true love. Did I say true? What fury did me move to counter true that always proves unkind and is as fickle as the wavering wind? Since she was fair and lovely in my sight, she was my joy and all my heart's delight. But now her smiles are turned from frowns and ire, to kill my heart with woe is her desire. Bright Phoebus' beams are darkened in the sky, when as the storms of Boreas do arise, yet me doth quickly shine after the rain. But my coy mistress will not love again. I would I were in the midst of the seas, if some broken vessel, if the fates did please, where neither love nor comfort can be found, but every hour expecting to be drowned. My speeches all but prolong my pain, for I did never sail the ocean main, nor will I suffer life in me to bide, so long to wait the time of wind or tide. Seeing 'tis so, to the wilderness I'll hie, among wild beasts where I intend to die, where lions, bears, and other wild beasts mourn, the dragon, elephant, and unicorn. Thus many wishes have I wished in vain, but none of those will rid me out of pain. This piercing poniard now shall end the strifes, and kill my heart that loathes this mortal life. Thus many wishes have I wished in vain, but none of those will rid me out of pain. This piercing poniard now shall end the strifes, and kill my heart that loathes this mortal life. This being spoken, forth this love did rush, beholding him with many a changing blush. "Oh, bold," quoth she, "and hear what I must say. Do not despair, nor work thy lies decay. You maidens fair, I pray, come lend an ear, and you shall hear how true she doth appear. She gave him comfort in his troubled mind, and ever after proved loving kind."